My dearly beloved in Christ, as you know, the month of July is the month of the precious blood. And I like to, every year, at some point during this month, which is just about to end, give a sermon on the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Because in the Mass, our Lord, in an unbloody manner, renews that sacrifice which he offered for us on the cross, shedding every drop of his precious blood for our redemption, for our salvation. We should reflect upon, often, upon what the Mass is, that we might value it as we should. The holy sacrifice of the Mass, again, is the unbloody renewal of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, in which, through the ministry of the priest, Jesus offers himself to his heavenly Father. It has been said that the only differences between the sacrifice of Christ on the cross and the sacrifice of the Mass are two. One, the sacrifice of Christ on the cross was a bloody death. He shed his blood. He physically died. Whereas in the Mass, we have the unbloody renewal. And second, that on the cross, our Lord earned for us the graces of redemption. Whereas in the Mass, he applies these graces, which have already been earned, he applies them to our souls. And if we properly understood the Mass, what the Mass is and the value of Mass, we would not want to miss a Mass if we're able to go, to attend. Even on weekdays when we're not obligated, for those who live close enough and are able to do it, what a wonderful thing to go to Mass as often as possible. I once had a man say to me years ago, and this was on a weekday, said, "Well, I broke my fast, so there's no point in me going to Mass." And I had to point out to him, well, that's a complete misunderstanding of the value of Holy Mass. Just because a person may not be able to receive Holy Communion does not mean that the Mass is not so excellent a source of grace as it always is. It is infinite in value. The Mass is the greatest thing in the world, in which, again, Christ offers himself to his Heavenly Father to atone for our sins. We know that there are four reasons why we pray, what we say the four ends of prayer, and we can apply the same four terms to the Mass, four reasons why we have the Mass, why the Mass is offered. First, adoration of Almighty God. Second, in gratitude and thanksgiving for his blessings. Third, to ask forgiveness for our sins, to make atonement for sin. And fourth, in petition, to ask for the graces we need. So these are the four ends of the Mass, the four ends of our prayers. So the Mass is excellent. Again, it is the greatest thing in the world. There once was a great king, he's a saint, King Louis IX of France, who is considered, he was the king in the 13th century, and he is considered to be the model Catholic king. And even though he had so many cares, so many concerns to take care of, to pass just laws, to take care of the poor, to advance the welfare of the people in his kingdom in France, nevertheless, he prayed the divine office that the priests pray every day, and he went to two masses every day. And one of his courtiers once approached him and said, "Your Majesty, we know you're very devout, but isn't this time that you should spend in governing your kingdom going to Mass twice? You've already gone to Mass once. Why go to a second Mass?" And he said, "I've not neglected any of my responsibilities, but that's why I go to Mass twice a day, to earn graces, to help me to be a good king, and to earn graces for my people, for my kingdom." So the Mass, again, is infinite in value. Now, how do we attend Mass? Well, you've heard it said before, that the best way is to use our missal. But that's not the only way. Sometimes it might be that due to stress, you just are not up to reading all the prayers in your missal that day as you attend the Mass. The important thing is a mental union with the priest, uniting ourselves by intention with the priest to offer the Mass with him, to offer ourselves, our crosses, our trials to Almighty God. So to speak, to place ourselves on the paten with the host, to be offered to Almighty God. You could meditate upon the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, upon his death. The Mass is the renewal of his death. You could consider yourself as standing there at the foot of the cross with our Blessed Mother and St. John and the holy women and witnessing the death of our Lord for our salvation. You could meditate on the Passion. You also could make acts of adoration, thanksgiving, reparation, and petition. Again, the four ends of the Mass. There are prayers that have been written for this purpose in attending the Mass. But the important thing, again, is that there's that mental attention. Sometimes a priest might hear in confession someone who missed Mass saying, "I missed church last Sunday." Well, that's not really the right terminology, because just going to church and being physically present while Mass is offered is not fulfilling our Sunday obligation. Again, it is the mental attention, praying the Mass with the priest. So the church commands us to assist at Mass on all Sundays and holy days of obligation, unless prevented from doing so for a good reason. Again, not just to physically be there, but to attend Mass devoutly. Now, this can be a real challenge for parents in particular to have little ones, to try to attend Mass as best you can, but it's important for parents to train their children from an early age to be quiet in church, to be well-behaved in church, to not fuss and make a distraction during Mass. Some parents, the cry room is a wonderful benefit for parents, but sometimes there are parents that don't want to use it because they think, well, other children might be crying, that their children will not then learn how to attend Mass well, that when they are in the church during Mass, that they're well behaved. But whether parents, you are in the cry room or towards the back of the church, remember to instruct your children, to teach them to be properly behaved during Mass. The child is making noise, to take the child out of the church. And another thing for parents, one of the things that ushers have pointed out to me is that sometimes their children, and I'm not talking about little children, I'm talking about children who have already attained the use of reason, who leave the church to go to the restroom during Mass. And they might miss one of the essential parts of Mass. There's the offertory, the consecration, and the communion of the priest. And if you were to miss, to be outside the church during one of those three essential parts of the Mass, you would in fact miss the Mass. You would not fulfill your obligation. So parents need to instruct your children to use the restroom before you leave home, or if you live at a distance, to get to the church at least 10 minutes or so in advance of Mass and tell your children to use the restroom before Mass. That once the Mass starts, they stay in the church and not be leaving the church. So these are things that are important to keep in mind. The Mass, once again, is truly the greatest thing in the world. There is that beautiful antiphone from Corpus Christi written by St. Thomas Aquinas, "O sacrum convivium in quo Christus sumitur," etc., which means in English, "O sacred banquet in which Christ is received, the memory of his passion is renewed, our minds are filled with grace, and a pledge of future glory is given to us." So we have the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist. We have the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Let us appreciate them. Let us always attend Mass as devoutly as possible. And let us treasure this infinite treasure which we have in the Holy Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.